Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. This is day 22 on the 22nd of December. Today's episode is entitled Advent Worship. Our Bible reading is Matthew 2, verse 11. On coming to the house, the wise men saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Men and women are gathering for Christmas services in churches across the world around this time of year. They'll be encouraged to respond to the Advent story by worshipping Jesus Christ. So what does it actually mean to worship? William Temple famously defined worship in this way. Worship is a submission of all our nature to God. It is the quickening of conscience by his holiness, the nourishment of mind with his truth, the purifying of imagination by his beauty, the opening of the heart to his love, the surrender of the will to his purpose, and all this gathered up in adoration, the most selfless emotion of which our nature is capable. So how do we do that? What does it actually look like? True worship is active, not passive. It involves giving, not taking. We give our adoration, our love, and ultimately our very selves to Jesus Christ. We see this wonderfully in the way the Magi worship Christ at the first Advent and how their giving of worship involved physical giving, spiritual giving, and material giving. Those three elements normally make up mature, holistic worship. First, there was a physical giving with their bodies. The Magi came before Jesus and they bowed down. Their bodies aligned with their souls, modelling respect and honour and adoration. They didn't just stand there with their hands in their pockets. They didn't just mumble some meaningless words. They changed their posture. They bowed down. This physical act of giving worship is always important. What we do with our bodies says so much about our intent. That's why we need to be aware of what our bodies are doing when we worship and allow them to align with our hearts. If you've never intentionally stood up in respect or knelt down in humility or raised your hands in praise or clapped your appreciation or bowed in honour before Christ, then this Christmas would be a great time to start. Because true worship always involves a physical giving. Second, there was a spiritual giving from the heart. The writer of Luke's Gospel tells us they worshipped, using the Greek word proskuneo, which means to come towards, to kiss. This is the language not of cold religion, but of warm relationship. They drew close, there was intimacy, there was love. True worship always involves this kind of giving, a spiritual giving, showing and telling Jesus from the depth of our hearts that we love him. The Magi show us what that's like. So give Christ your heartfelt worship this Christmas. Third, there was a material giving with their wallet, if you like. The giving of gifts by the Magi wasn't an afterthought or separate from their worship. It was part of it. They literally gave Jesus things, material things, things that were important to them and costly. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. This reminds us that true worship always costs. We give our first fruits, our money, our stuff. It all belongs to the Lord anyway, so we only give him back what he gave us in the first place. Many outside the church will not understand why followers of Jesus give away so much of their money, but we know it's all about worship. Material giving is a crucial part of our love for Christ. Whilst no gift is ever sufficient, we give all we can as an expression of generosity and love. So, what kind of worship will you be offering this Christmas time? Think about your body, your heart, your wallet. Give him all you can, but most of all, give him yourself. Because if he has yourself, then these other things will naturally be given too. Christina Rossetti, author of In the Bleak Midwinter, got it so right, didn't she, when she ended her carol with these so helpful words. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what I can, I give him. Give my heart.